Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Friday version of the Annie Fry Show. And how exciting is it? This room right now is a pretty fun room to be in. We've got Home Shield Foundation Repair in with us, a great partner of our show. If you have concrete leveling that you need to have done, we've got the right people in the room to help you with that. Matt and Blair Hayes in here. Thank you guys for being in here. It's great to have you.
Great to be here.
So, and then also, in addition to Matt and Blair, we have a celebrity appearance by Mark Cox. Mark Cox, everybody.
It is very bright in the studio at this hour, I've determined.
Well,
much brighter than when I'm normally in here, Annie. It's not just your lovely aura.
we turn these lights on for this show.
I see.
This doesn't last very long. So before we get to Matt and Blair, Mark, you've been a partner with Home Shield Foundation Repair for some time, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to just welcome you, A, to the studio, but also
Thank
talk
you.
About working with them.
Oh, it's been great. Matt's so easy to work with. I get texts from him all the time showing me examples of work that he's done. Makes my job easier because I don't have to visualize it, I can just see the job that he's doing with these different situations. I've had a house with a leaky basement, so I know what a hassle that is to try to figure out what's going on. Mine was hydrostatic pressure, but hearing him describe being able to walk in there and diagnose it is awesome.
I'm glad you brought that up. Hydrostatic pressure. Ryan, could you explain that to us real quick here?
So it's the kind of pressure that because there's water involved, there's hydro. That's where your hydro. And then there's electricity. It's where you get your static.
And it's really nerve-wracking. There's a lot of pressure involved.
When those two things meet, basically it makes what we would just call it in the business, lightning.
You're 100% right.
Matt, thank you.
Thank you, Matt,
don't
for encouraging him. Yeah.
No.
That's good.
Don't encourage him.
I want to see where this goes.
We all do.
We're already done.
That's part of
you saw where it went.
Yeah, part of the allure. So, Matt, I want to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about Home Shield Foundation Repair. One thing that I'm always encouraging people to understand, welcoming you guys out to a job site or what you would call maybe your sidewalk or your garage. Right. You've got uneven concrete. And I think a lot of people are really spooked about, oh my gosh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg to pull all this concrete out and re-level it. You've got a solution that's much more cost effective than that.
Yeah. So thanks for the opportunity, Annie. Appreciate it. So basically with polyjacking, let me back up. Home Shield Foundation Repair, what are we, right? We're a foundation repair company, but we do also do polyjacking and a few other things. So if you got bowing or leaning walls, we take care of that. If you have that weird hydrostatic pressure with the lightning in the basement, we can fix that too. We do sump pump replacement, all sorts of stuff to make sure that your basement is solid and dry. But outside, you have some concrete that's unlevel. Maybe it's a trip hazard. Maybe it's a driveway, sidewalk. It could even be a commercial space. So what we do is we drill really small holes and we inject polyurethane, and under pressure, this specific chemical will have enough pressure to raise the concrete. So a lot of times we're close to a third or half the cost of replacing that, and definitely a quarter of the time enabled to do it.
Well, if you want to learn more about what they do, homeshieldfoundationrepairs.com is the website. I want you to go study that for your own particular needs, residential and commercial alike. But I also, before we get to X's and O's with your lovely wife, Blair, who is here, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about a heart issue that you guys have with Muscular Dystrophy Association. You guys are really wanting to champion this cause, and I want people
Absolutely.
To know what Home Shield Foundation Repair's relationship with it is.
Yeah, so it's a relationship with my family, the Hayes family. So my brother Jordan was born with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which ultimately took his life about 10 years ago. And we started the Jordan Hayes Foundation to raise money to support the kids of the St. Louis area that are affected by this disease. That could be going to camp. They have this really awesome camp that they put on every year where kids get to be themselves, and they have really cool technology they bring to the picture, and then research, right? Trying to end this disease, and it is extraordinarily difficult to do it. They have said they've been on the cusp of a cure for many, many years, but we continue to raise money, and we've actually exceeded $1 million as of last year. all those funds have been given to the Muscular Dystrophy Association of our area, right? So this isn't a national thing. It is a worldwide problem, but all the money that we raise stays here locally for the families affected with it.
Well, I want to encourage you to keep on doing that. It's an important cause, and I'm grateful that you have had the platform to be able to help with that research, help with the fundraising. It's a worthy cause. All right, now we get to the fight of the afternoon, the Matt versus Blair X's and O's. Blair, you are more familiar with X's and O's
yes.
than Matt.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to ask the lady, do you want to be X's and O's, and do you want to go first, or does Matt get to go first?
Oh, I'm going first. Come
on. Matt's going first?
Sure.
X's or O's, you can pick which one you want to be.
I will do O's.
Okay.
Oh, she knew me too well.
Matt is X's, and I'll turn it over to Ryan now, where he's been diligently working on this week's X's and O's game. You want to tell us how we're going to play?
Yep. So you have a tic-tac-toe board up here in the studio, numbered 1 through 9. Each square has a corresponding question. You will simply pick a square and then pick an expert, which this week, special guest Mark Cox is here.
It's exciting. So
Mark Cox and Annie Fry are your
experts. He's probably
going
to kick my butt on this, I'm pretty sure.
Nonsense.
And part of the reason Brad can't help you be an expert is because he helped me write these questions since I was not here for the whole week, so I don't know everything you guys talked about. So
you don't know everything?
I don't know everything you guys talked about.
Now,
I know all the subjects and all about all the subjects.
Remind me here, Ryan, though, because it seems like I played X's and O's one time, and even though I won, I lost. How does that happen?
he's got a story.
I'm not sure that you could win and lose.
X's in a row, and then somebody came back, and because you fill all the squares in, somebody still got extra points.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
If I remember that correctly.
So you can get a tic-tac-toe and still lose. Is that what happened to you?
I think that's what happened to me.
Okay, so you can get a tic-tac-toe. So we fill out the whole board. Yeah, so if you get a tic-tac-toe, we don't stop. We keep playing.
Got it.
Because technically you could have 3 tic-tac-toes in a game or more if you do different combinations. And so whoever has the most tic-tac-toes will win. If it's a tie, then it goes to whoever has the most squares.
Okay.
So we just keep playing. And apparently Matt's going to go first.
All right.
So
let's
Matt,
go.
Which square do you want to start with?
Pick a number.
Oh, 4.
We'll start
4.
There.
Number 4. And who will be your expert?
I'm going to go with Mark.
Okay. Mark, great question for you. Apparently.
Every good question starts with the word apparently.
Facebook knows men. Because on Thursday, Ethan mentioned that the algorithm suggested he be friends with a newly popular WNBA player. And Brad and I would highly suggest he befriend her if he wasn't married. Who is this Fever player that was discussed on the show that could be Ethan's friend on Facebook soon?
Huh. And she's single, and she plays for the Indiana Fever.
I don't know her marital status.
I think she's single. Yeah. Read that question one more time.
On Thursday, Ethan mentioned that the algorithm suggested he be friends with a newly popular WNBA player. Who is this Fever player?
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark.
Agree or disagree, Matt?
I disagree. There's no way he knows the answer to that question.
It is too specific.
Ryan?
It was very specific to the show because that was Brad helped me with that one.
Keywords
I was not
there
part
were
of that.
Newly popular.
Newly popular. Because Caitlin Clark's been popular. Newly popular. No, the answer is Sophie Cunningham.
He gets it right.
That's right.
Wow.
So you get Matt got it
go
right.
Go ahead and put an X in square 4.
Thank
there.
You for not trusting me. Matt,
do you know
who
Sophie
that.
Cunningham is, Mark?
I do know
okay.
who Sophie Cunningham.
Well, so there you go.
She's from St. Louis, isn't she?
She's Missouri. She played in
from
Mizzou.
From Missouri, Mizzou. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's the enforcer. That's why we're trying to. We want Sophie Cunningham to come on Ethan's podcast, his sports podcast. We think he's got a shot.
Oh, really?
He didn't click the add friend button. I did. On his phone.
She's the one. She's the one who tackled the girl that time. Yes.
So they are friends now on Facebook?
I don't think this. So we'll get an update.
She has to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we're hoping for the best. Blair, you want to pick a square?
I'm going to go with number 6.
Okay.
Number 6. And who's answering this question for you?
We'll go with Annie.
All right. I can do this.
Annie, you have stumbled into AI. That means this is a real clip from the week, but I've run it through AI so it won't sound like the person talking. Tell me who said this.
There was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but I guess it got deleted. Most of, probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually.
Shane Gillis at the ESPYs.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I am going to agree. She was pretty confident.
Yeah, that's Shane Gillis.
Yeah, I need the answer to that, too. Yeah.
And Matt says yes.
Yeah.
Here's who said it.
It was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually.
He goes, we should just move on as a country.
Yeah, we should just move on as a country.
All right, put an O in square six. Matt, you get to pick next.
Oops.
We can get you.
That marker's about had it, I think.
You can pick one of these.
I'm going with seven.
Those are Ethan's special markers.
I'm feeling good about seven.
Number seven. And who's answering?
I'm going to go with Annie.
Okay.
I don't blame you.
Annie, this is an audio whoopee. Ken Langone, or Langone, I don't know how to pronounce it.
That's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Has been doing media this week saying Trump has saved the economy, and it's basically a miracle what Trump's been able to do.
Look, let me tell you right now, I am sold on Trump. In fact, I'll say this. I think he's got a good shot at going down in history as one of our best presidents ever.
He did not actually vote for Trump, though. He's the CEO of what
Home
major
Depot.
Company?
We didn't play that sound either.
He's the CEO of what major company?
Home Depot.
Oh.
I hope.
That's correct.
Yeah?
That is correct.
I remember suggesting that we could use that sound, but we never did it.
I knew the answer to that one.
That was a good one. Yeah. All right.
Do you know him? How do you pronounce his last name?
No idea. I just knew that he was a CEO of Home Depot.
I don't know. I think it's Langone. I did play the bite, but I don't.
What do you do? What does a professional like Mark Cox do when you stumble across that name and you're not 100% sure?
You say it with confidence.
And just move on.
That's right. Yeah.
That's a pro.
That's right.
That's what they say to do. Otherwise, you just draw attention to the fact that everybody knows that you don't know.
You can go, Ken Langone.
Or something.
Just keep going.
Blair, you want to pick a square?
I will pick number three.
Okay.
And I will go with Mark.
Mark.
All right. Mark. Thank you, Blair, for your confidence.
You're welcome.
Ready for some redemption?
Yes, sir.
On Wednesday's installment of Ethan's Region. Hey, I didn't name that one.
That's the name of Ethan's local and sports news segment.
Okay.
Ethan reported on a bipartisan partnership between two of Missouri's federal legislators teaming up to create a beer for the Brew Democracy Cup. Name both of these legislators representing Missouri in Congress. This is a Brad question.
This is a Brad question.
Read it one more time.
Yeah. Bipartisan partnership between two of Missouri's federal legislators. So these aren't Missouri Congress people. These are people representing Missouri in Washington, D.C.
Bipartisan.
So it's Missouri, or Democrat, Republican, teaming up to create a beer for the Brew Democracy Cup.
Wesley Bell and Eric Schmidt.
Really throwing me off. You were confident there.
Oh, come on. It's not that hard.
I'll agree.
That is correct.
Schmidt and Bells.
All right.
Both of you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Did you know that or did you guess that?
I did know that.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought when you asked him to repeat the question, uh-huh. I'm like, are you giving Mark extra time to just come up with two creative names? I thought that's what was going on.
Really? No.
I thought the same thing.
We had that story on one day this week, if I remember correctly.
We had it because Ethan brought it. We hadn't heard about it since then. All right. Well, this is very interesting. We've got four squares covered. We've got O's threatening with a tic-tac-toe, and we have X's threatening with a tic-tac-toe. So every good game show suggests that we should now go to a break, and we'll be right back. Mark Cox in studio with us as a co-expert in X's and O's with Home Shield Foundation Repair. Come back and listen to see who wins, Matt or Blair. They're going to fist fight here in a second. You should check it out on the YouTube channel. We'll be right back. So go ahead. Well, the tension is mounting here in the studio. It's an all-offense, tic-tac-toe, X's and O's games with Home Shield Foundation Repair in studio with us. You can go to homeshieldfoundationrepairs.com and learn about what they can do for you. Matt and Blair in here with us to face each other. And we've got a special expert in studio with us. Mark Cox is here. It's great to have you. Is this like nap time for you normally?
At least I'm expert at something. No, I got home and got that knocked out early, so I've already had my nap. When
refreshed.
You get up at 3 in the morning, at least several days a week, I have to catch up on the Z's.
I can only imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mention, too, before we jump back into it, because we have an X's tic-tac-toe threatening and an O's tic-tac-toe threatening here on the board. So we got to get to that here in just a second. But I do want to mention the 16th annual Jordan Hayes Foundation Classic, which is a golf tournament, golf scramble. If you want to participate in this for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, you said all dollars raised go
all
straight.
Money.
Nobody else is making money.
No, nobody makes money other than, you know, what we need to pay, like the course and the, you know, all that stuff, the food and stuff.
So if you were interested in participating, the date is August 18th.
Yes.
And they do have some spots available. I would love for y'all to get a team together and come join this great cause. You can call 314-227-9636, 314-227-9636. All right. I think whose turn is it? It's Matt's turn, right?
Back to Matt.
It's back to me. It's my turn.
Okay.
Let's go.
They'll take it.
Well, you got an interesting board here because you could play full offense and go for the tic-tac-toe here, or you could play defense and go for the block, but then she's going to have to block you, so it really could go either way. It doesn't matter.
Which square?
I'm scared. Let's go with one.
Number one, going for offense.
Okay.
I like it. All right, who's answering for you, Mark or Annie?
Mark.
All right.
Mark, this is the other audio whoopee.
Whoopee!
On Tuesday, Annie was joined by Dana Perino. The subject was the Supreme Court ruling, which allowed Trump to lay off 1,400 Department of Education employees, and she said this.
We can be grateful that we have a conservative Supreme Court. That was, at first, many people might not like, but whatever. To me, I'm like, look at what he did. And he stuck to his guns, and he said, no, we are not going to put through Merrick Garland. Can you imagine if he was a Supreme Court justice?
The question is, of course, whose name was removed from that clip?
The turtle, Mitch McConnell.
The turtle.
The turtle.
He looks like a turtle. I'm sorry.
The fifth ninja turtle.
You only have to be sorry if people don't like turtles.
That's
Mitch
true.
McConnell.
I like turtles.
That's true.
I
would say it's
turtles.
Mitch McConnell is who I think she was referring to.
All right. Agree or disagree?
Oh, 100% agree.
100% agree.
We can be grateful that we have a conservative Supreme Court. That was, at first, many people might not like Mitch McConnell, but whatever. To me, I'm like, look at
whatever.
What he did. And he stuck to his guns and he said, no, we are not going to put
All right.
through Merrick Garland. Can you imagine if he was a Supreme Court justice?
No, I can't. Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.
That would be awful.
So.
All right. We got a tic-tac-toe.
We do.
Matt has a tic-tac-toe.
An X's tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
Not quite.
That's not even
not
AI.
In this game.
That's a real
no,
clip.
That's real. Man, when she said that, I'm like,
Pelosi.
Yes. Thank you. It's my favorite thing Nancy Pelosi has ever done.
Me too.
It's the only thing she's ever done that I like.
Me too. I love some of her stock trading, but...
Yeah.
That's for her, not for you.
That's not for me.
Blair, you want to pick a square?
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to go for square 9.
Gosh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
All right. You need this.
For another tic-tac-toe.
Who's answering for you?
Annie.
Okay.
Okay, Annie.
Yes.
We've
okay.
been giving away Creed tickets all week.
Oh, no.
The Creed show being near the Missouri-Arkansas line outside of Branson August 2nd. The key all week has been to listen for us to play Creed's Higher, which goes like this, Brad.
Can you take me higher?
Is it?
That was Brad, not yeah. Scott
this
Stapp.
This and Korn on the same show.
It
it's really unbelievable.
Made me sing Creed. I hate you.
Can you take me higher? What is the next line? I've given you options here. A, to a place with golden streets. To appease our golden streams?
No. Shame on you.
To a place where old men dream.
The first one, A.
To a place with golden streets?
Yeah.
Agree or disagree?
I'm gonna agree.
If you don't get this one. It's going to really hurt your chances.
I know.
But you did. You got it. You both got it.
What was the middle one? Because that's the one I'm going to sing from
what
now
was
on.
The middle
to
one?
Appease our golden streams.
Anyway.
Now, he does say two different lines there. He says, to
what
a place
the third
with golden
one?
Streets.
To a place where old men dream.
Oh, dream.
Okay.
Is that in the song?
No.
Okay.
But the line, to a place where blind men see, is also in the song. Okay. But that wasn't one of the options.
All right. This is good.
This is good.
Oh, my gosh.
We got two tic-tac-toes. What do you say about that, Nancy?
Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
I hate listening to her voice.
You didn't like it just a couple minutes ago?
It's like nails on a tic-tac-toe board.
It is awful. There's not much I hate worse in life than listening to her voice.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay, it's Matt's turn. And now it's just right down. So you got an X right down the left side and O is all the way down the right side.
I've never seen anything like this.
Down the middle is completely empty. What happens next?
Two.
Who's answering?
Mark.
Mark, you have stumbled into AI.
AI.
This possible presidential candidate had this to say when asked about trans surgeries for 8-year-olds.
The trans issue for me is also novel. It's over the last few years, I'm trying to understand as much as anyone else the whole pronoun thing. Trying to understand all of that. That was like, all that stuff, I get it. All that stuff started to collapse on us.
That sounds even stupider. It's not, there's no complete sentence there.
And that was the best I could find out of the answer, which was long.
Yes.
Who said that?
Gavin Newsom.
Matt.
I was thinking somebody different, but I think he's right.
You sure?
Oh. What are you doing here to me now?
Yeah, what are you doing?
The trans issue for me is also novel. It's
all right.
It's over the last few years.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand as much as anyone else. Whole pronoun
See,
thing.
This wiggy
trying
guy.
Trying to understand all of
try
that.
To trick you by putting a female AI voice on. You got to watch it.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
I get it. This, all this stuff
up,
started
Gavin.
To collapse on us.
Stop talking.
There was nothing in
so
anything
So many words
said.
For no purpose whatsoever.
Such a hard question, too. What do you think about trans surgeries for 8 years?
All right, Blair. Yeah, it's the hard one to answer.
Anyway. Blair?
I will pick the middle, 5.
Number 5. Who's answering?
We'll go with Annie again.
Okay. Ah, what a shame. This is a great question for a morning show.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Mrs.
It's
all
not
right, Annie.
Good for me.
So long farewell to not just Stephen Colbert, but the entire Late Show, formerly hosted by David Letterman. This time, the host won't be replaced. The whole show will be removed from CBS's lineup. Which of these late-night shows also no longer exists?
Oh, no.
A, The Tonight Show. B, Late Night. Or C, The Late Late Show.
The Tonight Show is with Jimmy Fallon. That's still that's a thing. Take that off the board. The late, what was the second one?
Late Night.
Isn't that with that little angry guy? Seth Meyers?
If I could tell you, I would, but. I
late
can't.
Night with The Late Late Show, was that with James Corden?
I believe so.
Because he's not doing his show anymore. That's my guess. But this is a guess. This is a roll of the dice. I'm picking C.
C, which would be The Late Late Show, is no longer on the air, according to Annie.
Ish.
Blair,
so
do you
I don't
agree?
Watch late late night shows.
Nobody does. That's the problem.
That was my guess. Yeah. Was C. So I'm gonna agree.
Blair, I hope I'm right.
I know.
Matt says no. I don't know if he's happy or sad. He looks pretty happy.
Rationalized perfectly.
Yay!
Because
I thought
late
that
night
was still on.
Late night is Seth Meyers
is
still
it
on?
Little man.
And Late Late Show was James Corden up until 2023.
Corden.
Did you say Corbin?
Corden.
Yeah, you don't watch it either. That's why he's not on anymore.
Corbin Burnson.
He would do Broadway shows and crosswalks in Hollywood, and it was the funniest thing in the world. He did, like, The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman in New York City, like, right outside Broadway, but he kept calling him Huge Jackman. And he was like, you keep calling me Huge. My name is Hugh. He's like, okay, Huge. Yeah, go find it on YouTube. It's funny. All right, this is for everything, right?
Yep.
Two tic-tac-toes, one X's, one O's, 4 X's on the board, 4 O's on the board. It all comes down to you, Matt.
Let's do it. Number 8. Here we go.
Are we both available?
Everybody's on the board.
You can pick Mark or me.
Okay.
Totally up to you. No pressure.
I'm going with Annie.
All right.
Ooh, okay.
It seems like all of Mark's questions have been about very specific things that happen on my show. Yeah. I was like, that's a rough call.
All right. The All-Star Game was removed from Georgia in 2021 because of their strict voter laws, which the MLB said was racist. The All-Star Game returned to Georgia this year after Georgia made their voter laws even stricter, resulting in higher minority and overall turnout. Who won the All-Star Game this year?
National League in a home run off in extras.
That is correct.
Well, that was a little too easy to end the game.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Blair, well fought.
Wow.
You guys have to come back.
That
was close. I didn't know that until Ethan did the sports report on the show because I did not watch it.
See, a lot of people don't watch it, and if you aren't paying attention,
I wouldn't have known.
You wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Did you watch the All-Star Game, Mark? Is that your...
Oh, heck no.
Did you know who won?
I did because we reported on the home run off or whatever you call
it. Yeah, it was a unique ending.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Blair, next time we'll work out something ahead of time, so we'll sabotage Matt. You did a good job.
What I think is awesome is neither one of you guys got a single question wrong.
Well, okay.
I did.
You did?
You corrected me.
Oh, that's right.
I did. I failed.
Oh, wait, so I didn't.
Sophie Cunningham.
I didn't get it.
You didn't get a single one wrong. I think that was the point he was trying to make.
Is that a way of pointing that out?
If you have concrete that you need leveled at your home or at your place of business, the very best in the business here, family-owned and operated folks at Home Shield Foundation Repair, give them the opportunity to earn your business. You'll be glad you did. And if you're interested in participating in that August 18th, 16th annual Jordan Hayes Foundation Classic Golf Tournament, just give them a call at 314-227-9636. Mark Cox, thanks for coming in the afternoon.
You bet.
We'll have you back
soon.
I'm
happy to be here. I'll go home and take another nap.
All right. We'll wake you up a little bit later. Let's take a quick break. Big story, big, huge story that's hitting the internet. You ever been to a Coldplay concert? We'll talk about it next.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.